This is Russell Smith. I am reading from my last novel, Muriela Pint. And I'm sitting in the reading room at the Spoke Club. I'm going to be reading a segment about a couple of young guys who are both recent graduates of post-colonial literary studies. And they're involved with a local arts council in the city of Toronto. And they're in the video store. There's nothing here weird enough for me. This is not alternative. Look, they have like Caro Diario here, and that cute Holocaust comedy and stuff. It's for girls, this place. They might as well have Julia Roberts movies. This is like the Hallmark cards of alternative video stores. There's Faces of Death. What volumes? Only 4 and 6 are good. They're not really as hardcore as that German series came out in the 80s, Death Around the World or something. It was nuts. It was psycho. It might be illegal here. We should look for that one. Hey, we should look for that Chosen thing. Is that what it was called? Chosen or Eternal or something kind of mythical, begotten, misbegotten? It was this grainy black and white thing with all these naked writhing bodies. Oh, with the blood sex? Is that the one? Yeah, blood, like in Immaculate Conception using blood. Alternifix used to show a label on it saying, weirdest movie ever made. Weird, spat Jason. What do they know about weird? That is for people who find Eraserhead weird. Eraserhead is only the beginning of weird. Weird is like drugs. You need harder stuff after a while. What about this latex hotel one? Brian considered. It was German and had a rubber mask on the cover with tubes coming out of the nose and a bulb attached to the mouth. The woman whose face was behind the mask was strapped into an arrangement of tubes and pipes and steel rods that looked like the interior of a cockpit or an assembly line. There were tubes coming from her crotch, filled with a white liquid. Brian sighed. That looks a little dull, actually. Okay, operators are standing by. Jason pulled down a Japanese animated film about aliens and schoolgirls in white panties. Dude, he said, your call is important to us. He leaned towards the rack of new arrivals and said to a gap between tapes, Tea, Earl Grey, hot. That was when Brian spotted Julia Sternberg over in France by director. Shit. What? Oh, oopie. Smells like teen spirit. Hi, Julia. She at first looked at him squinting as if she didn't recognize him. Oh, hi, she said. Her bicycle helmet was still on her head, which made her very tall and bulbous. Remember Jason? Hey, said Jason. Operators are standing by. How are you doing? Said Brian. Now. Now? Fine. How are you doing? You still working at the gallery? Yes. Cool, he said. Cool. It's all right, she said. What are you doing? You decide not to go back to school, right? Oh, I went back. Brian sighed. I went back, all right. He caved, said Jason. He went waggling back, making a sort of high whining whinging noise, slobbering for the academic nest, like the zombies who go back to the mall. He knows where his home is. She said, so are you both in school again? Yes, said Jason, for the time being. She said, are you enjoying it? Brian shrugged. Yeah, sure, it's easy. It's less work than undergrad was. They leave you alone more. Julia was looking at the floor. What are you doing your thesis on? Oh, they don't have theses anymore. You just do a lot of coursework. It's super easy. It's just what you do when you want to put off doing anything else. You should do it. He tried to laugh, but it went high and twisted. Julia looked at her watch. It may have been Brian's imagination, but he thought she was blushing. You looking for a movie, said Brian. Oh, she looked down at the tape in her hand and then held it behind her back. Nothing. I'll tell you one thing, said Jason. You're looking in the wrong section. France. France has forgotten how to make movies. They only make movies with cute kids in them now. What do you got there? She said, I wasn't going to get it. Hey, nice, he said. Period drama, lots of white dresses. You don't need to get that. I'll tell you what it's all about. It's about how rural people are good and the rest of us are bad, bad, bad. And beautiful girls are pure and noble and they have to be able to marry who they want, even the poor guy because he's nicer than the rich guy. There, you don't have to see it now. Hey, why don't you just read the Bible instead or go to Sunday school or, I don't know, an AA meeting. She said, what are you getting? Brian glanced at the box in his hand. He was still holding Latex Hotel. If he put it back on the shelf, it would just draw more attention to it. So he turned the cover inward. We're looking for this German thing. At least we think it's German. There's no dialogue in it. It's called Begotten or something. His face was hot. Hey, there's a whole Richard Kern section, said Jason. Wonder if Eric Kroll's ever made a movie. Julia was staring at the box in Brian's hand. She reached over and took it from him. Nice, she said. Her expression was hard to read. He said, that's just nothing. Right. You seen Man Facing Southeast? I've always wanted to see it. Yeah, no, said Brian. That's one of the ones you always see on the racks and you think you should see it, but there's something about it that sounds a little, I don't know, squirmy, like messagey. Plus, no one's seen it either, no one you know. It's one of those. She said, it's supposed to be beautiful. Beautiful kind of turns me off, said Brian shortly.